With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. The White House says President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will discuss a range of regional and global issues when they meet next week in the San Francisco Bay Area. Mr. Biden and Xi will be in San Francisco for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. Also on SRNnews.com, with the Israel-Hamas war in its second month, a sense of desperation has strained Gaza's close-knit society. The desperation has even emboldened some Palestinians to vent their anger against Hamas. The Washington Post removes an editorial cartoon after backlash from pro-Hamas readers.
The cartoon was based on common knowledge about how Hamas uses human shields in Gaza. The political cartoon, titled Human Shields, depicted a Hamas terrorist with infants, children, and women tied to him as he questioned, "How dare Israel attack civilians?" Drawn by cartoonist Michael Ramirez, a two-time Pulitzer Prize winner, the caricature was criticized by anti-Israel readers who saw it as a discriminatory portrayal of one of the leaders of Hamas. In response, the opinion section editor, David Shipley, apologized for approving the cartoon and removed it. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Speaking Thursday during a panel discussion at the International Monetary Fund, Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the Fed will continue to be cautious when it comes to further raising its benchmark interest rate.
We will continue to move carefully, however, allowing us to address both the risk of being misled by a few good months of data and the risk of over-tightening.
At the same time, Powell did not rule out another rate hike to help reduce inflation to the Fed's 2% target level. Some Democratic officials are concerned Senator Joe Manchin's announcement that he'll not seek re-election next year frees him to pursue a third-party presidential bid. This is SRN News. Uncle Sam may soon legalize marijuana.
Howard Sklamberg, a former FDA official, has told a cannabis industry event that he believes his former agency will downgrade the drug sometime next year, a step that many see as a precursor to national legalization. Numerous states have been legalizing pot, but the federal government still lists it as a dangerous drug. Downgrading would be a signal that the Biden administration is ready for legalization, something many parents and clergymen oppose. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Maine's highest court is considering whether or not to remove time limits on child sex abuse lawsuits. The Supreme Judicial Court heard arguments Thursday over the constitutionality of the statute of limitations. An attorney for the Catholic Diocese of Portland says the elimination of the statute is unconstitutional because it violates vested rights and imposes new liabilities. This is SRN News. Hotel workers at Wynn Resorts in Las Vegas won't be going on strike as planned today.
The Las Vegas Hotel Workers Union has reached a tentative deal with Wynn Resorts, preventing a strike that was set to begin today. The new five-year contract follows deals made earlier with casino giants Caesars Entertainment and MGM Resorts. The union says the contracts will provide more than 35,000 workers at 18 properties with historic pay raises and other unprecedented wins, such as mandatory daily room cleanings. The union had bargained for more than 7 months, and the tentative deals must still be approved by the rank and file. I'm Donna Water.
On Wall Street, the Dow's ahead by just over 28 points. The NASDAQ is up by 53.5 points, while the S&P 500 is also up by nearly 8. More details at srnnews.com.